What's up, y'all? Jeffrey is Jeffrey TV, coming to you from the default location, alternate route, trying to get the steps in between the California rains. Can you see that? Pipeline. Well, water line, gotta be water. You can see it's raining all out here. It's flooding, blah, 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 blah. I got on full weather gear. Can you see all that water? Can you see it? I don't know what you, I see, that's why I gotta get that flip cam. See, if I had a flip cam, I'd be able to see what you seeing and all that. Somebody gonna come speeding through that water and splash it everywhere. Maybe that's why they got all those pipes back there. You see the pipes? Anyway, I gotta figure out how to use it. I gotta get the flip cam. I gotta get a flip cam. Anyway, trying to get it done in between the rain. I'm still riding my last month's performance review. Second month in a row that I was the top dog, top analyst. And I'm trying to keep that momentum. I've been looking into my videos and just wanting to stay active. Produce the videos, the Jeffrey TV legacy. I found some tools out there. Something called Opus Clip, to where it uses AI. It'll take a video, long form video, AI it down into little clips. See more water. Can you see that? What can you see? Can you see the water? See, it's hard for me to tell. I gotta learn how to tell. But anyway, somebody gonna come flying through there. The water gonna splash everywhere. But I found this thing called Opus Clip. It's an online thing. You upload your video, it uses AI to make clips. It can add text animation and all that, blah, 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 flashy stuff to make it look, quote unquote, mainstream professional or whatever the word is. Like, not standard, but, that polished type of podcast stuff. I got a lot of videos I need to edit down. I got a lot of them already uploaded to YouTube. What I did was I take them, upload them to YouTube. They're still in draft, they're not published. But even in draft, the transcript is generated. Because I want the transcript to be generated so I could put a good description on the video before I post it to other places. Before I post it as a podcast, I want AI to, break me down a nice little description. I told it to do it. I told it to give me tags and a title. Summarize it, and it gives me a nice little edit, and I got the system down with a procedure down to cut and paste and do that. Post it to my website. And then Blueberry, B-R-R-Y, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y subscription I got. It's free. They pull that. They go to my site. They pull that, and they, it's set up with them to go ahead and post to Spotify, Google, and I think Apple getting rid of theirs or something. A lot of people think they're in transition. I even think Google Podcasts are in transition. I think they're going to YouTube TV. And also YouTube TV, you can listen to podcasts. You can listen to videos. Your videos are podcasts now, basically. Because it makes them just audio only on YouTube TV. It'll take a YouTube video, and then YouTube music is just audio. One thing cool about that, you can set the sleep timer. I set the sleep timer for an hour, and I can listen to it. And I already got YouTube Premium, so I can let my phone not go to sleep, but time out, and it'll still keep playing. Screen go dark and all that stuff. But see, I'm trying to keep the momentum going. This scale said 222.2 this morning, which wasn't hellacious, but could be better. I'm all layered down. I got on galoshes. I got my weather gear on. So I got on galoshes. I got on gaiters. I don't know if I can show you the gaiters. Here we go again. See, I don't know what you're seeing. If you can see the gaiters. The gaiters are the, like, slats in between splats. I don't know what they call them. Whatever. In between my shoes and pants to keep water out. And since I got on galoshes, I'm just walking through water like a two-year-old. Well, I could have really stomped through that water just back there. I don't know if you can see. I could have really stomped through that water back there, but I didn't. And I got a pair of jeans on. On top of that, I got on my sauna suit pants, t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, sauna suit jacket, and my Pittsburgh Steelers raincoat. So I'm ready. It was raining a little bit when I left. It was like a light drizzle. Maybe a heavy drizzle. How about a heavy drizzle? Not quite a light rain. It's no problem. I got through it. And what's that gonna say? Now I gotta navigate, because on these back streets, when you come up to the freeway, you can hit dead ends. And I'm looking to see if I can walk straight and get to the LA River, because I want to see how much water is in the LA River. So, see if I can do that. And I think, and I actually got to pull out Google Maps. I reached down to check for my phone, and I kind of jerked because it wasn't in my pocket. You know where my phone is at, right? Anyhow, it's that kind of day. And I'm cool with it. It's that kind of day. You can see the sky is a little bit breaking up. As you can see, heavy clouds. Storm's definitely coming. There's a storm coming over the mountain. And I'll be gone long before the morning light. Sting's record. I saw Sting live. I was thinking too, I saw Dead Can Dance live in Barcelona. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Dead Can Dance is one of my favorite groups. I don't know if they're one of my favorite groups. They make some music that I really, really, really enjoy. I think I can. Oh, look at the water. I'm going to try to go down here. Let me see if we can do this. See if I can do this. I'm going down. I don't know what you can see, what you can't see. I don't want to get down there.
I can jump. Should I be able to jump
and not break my knees? I'm just more scared of anything. So that's what we got. This is what I wanted to see. All the water and river water from the LA River. You see there's a drain there, where that drain's coming from, probably another street. They probably all drop in here. You see, that's a lot of water. For out here, that's a lot of water. For out here, you see, if I hold it like that, what do you see? Okay, I'm gonna try to hold it at that angle. I guess if I hold it at that angle, get used to holding it just an angle, thinking you can see stuff. So, just trying to get out of here. I'm probably overly dressed, but that's what I want it to be. I'm probably overly dressed, but that's what I want it to be. Because I want it to be dry and all that. Got on my Steelers raincoat. This is a thick one. This ain't no one of those disposable ones that they give you when you take a tour or something. This is a thick one. So I'm probably hopefully getting a little bit of sweat on. If I could, lose 2 points something, drop 2 points something, even though it's all sweat and whatever, and if Mr. Scale tell me 219 something today, I'll be happy. If Mr. Scale comes back with a 219 something, 219.8, I'll be happy. actually, happy is a strong word. Happy is a very strong word, okay? Happy would be a strong word for it. But I'd be grateful. How about that? I'd be grateful. And of course, I got bags in my pocket. And oh no, did I drop a bag? I dropped my Steeler bag. Or did I? Did I move it? I dropped my Steeler bag. I dropped my Steeler bag. Damn it. Yep, it's gone. Ah, damn it. Damn it to hell. Should I walk back and try to look for it? Nope. Damn, it was in my pocket. I thought it was in there good. And the pocket's shut now. God dang it. And I put it in my back pockets. I know I didn't put it in there. I gotta wash these. See, I got the plastic one. But I don't got the Steeler one. It must have failed. Dang it. I thought it was in there. Make sure I don't lose nothing now. Shit. I'm sure I got my keys and everything else. Oh well. And you know what I should do? Just for homage, to pay homage to that bag, to order another one. I should, as soon as I get off here, just order another one, no matter how much it costs. Walking under the 101, the 101 freeway now. Make sure the mic is still on there. Dang it. I could have swore I had to push down in my pocket too. All right, let it go. Go on eBay or Etsy, find another one. In tribute and dedication to the one I lost. That's what I'm gonna do. To make up for it. People don't be looking. Oh! People don't be looking. Oh well. I guess it could be worse. Even though I don't subscribe to that kind of thinking. Because I'm Jeffrey, damn it. It always could be worse. I'm Jeffrey. Everything else is down. Saying it could be worse is a given. Anything or anybody who ain't Jeffrey. So I can. I'm only joking, kinda. That's not a lot of sarcasm. The delivery may be sarcastic, but a good large chunk and portion of me believes that. And if I don't believe it, I live it. Probably without even knowing it, without even thinking about it. That's just who I am. That's what I do. That's where I go. Who I be, how I be, what I am, the whole thing. You just gotta, you know, be you. And that just happens to be me. So we'll get back here. People out walking their dogs, I guess, because of the sunshine, the break in the rain. So I want to get back and maybe spew some Jeffrey TV propaganda, parcel it in media ready, bite-sized pieces. You know, go through the whole, see, I ain't gonna hold it like that. See, that, whoa.
Sorry.
That make your arm hurt. People need to have bells. That's what I say, people should have bells. People should have bells. And that way when they run by you, you hear them. Because sometimes they ride by, they be on bikes riding by you. I'm like, what the hell is that all about? People be on bikes and they can like zoom right by you. And what if you make a move or something? Boom. That's you and them. Especially people who be riding their bikes on the sidewalk. What is that about? Who does that? Actually, everybody. I was just being. Sometimes I get distracted and I overcompensate to fill in for my distraction. And I go to a character. That's a good way to put it. Somebody was coming and I was distracted by it. You know, do I swing out wide? Because I don't like walking by people. I still do the COVID 12-foot swing out. And act like everybody got COVID. If they say something to me, I'll be like, hey, you don't know what I got. Well, I know I'm protecting you. Damn it, I lost. I dropped my thing. I can't believe it. I can't. I'm still stuck on it. I'm going to try to. It fell out. I had it in there, too. I'm going to order another one in homage. I'm going to order another one as soon as I get off here. In fact, I should get off here right now just so I can order one. What do they call it, knapsack or duffel bag? I can't believe it fell out though. I'm still thinking it might be somewhere, but I checked all my pockets and everything. And I would definitely feel it on me, and I definitely don't feel it on me anymore. But anyway, it's all about these 2 days. Oh, and granddaughter. I should make a separate video about granddaughter and the visit. I think I'm gonna do that. But I guess I could, and then just edit it. I guess I don't feel like it probably right now. Probably do it at a later date and time. But granddaughter was here. Fantastic. Fantastic child. Very, just fantastic. It's not her fault. It's all the people around her fault, their fault. And it's because they love her too much. I took that child later because I'm tired of that pacifier. In fact, it's to the point now, she see me, she just come give me the pacifier. And like, not like crying or, you know, she'll almost celebrate it. Here, you know, she'll celebrate, just keep going on about her business. And when she go to sleep, that's when it go down. And when she go to sleep, she had Binky rage. But I had her, and I was working, but she was in the room. She was in the Binky rage. There was a lot of crying, screaming, And you can hear almost kind of afraid to sleep, you bring back up. And that part didn't bother me. It didn't affect me like it affects, you know, her mother and them. Her mother and them, you see a little look on her face and they just melt. here. Want some chocolate, candy, popsicles, pretzels, what you want, baby? I'm like, don't work here, I told her. It's like I told the child, my niece. The problem with them is they love you too much. That's their problem. That's the problem they got, is that they love you too much. And the next question it should be, oh, you don't? And the answer would be, no, I don't. I will not sacrifice your happiness for your immediate happiness, for your long-term health. I understand your little bit of crying now. It's going to pay off in 10, 11, 12 years when you ain't as big as a house, when you're all overweight or strung out on sweets and cereal and junk food. But again, as I tell them, I'm not there. I'm not on the front lines every day. And she definitely got more energy than me. And if it was a battle, you know, I outsmarted her for so long that she'll catch on. And as far as energy goes in battle, she'll win. Because that's all she got to do, is defeat me. That's all she got to think about. She ain't worried about jobs or this or that. She got like a singular focus, laser focus. Candy. And she walked, she came in the room and it was candy. First of all, she came upstairs with three suckers. I'm like, oh my, I ain't even say nothing. I'm like, she got three, I said, give me them thing. Three suckers opened. And wet. She was like eating them. Like, give me that thing. And I threw them away. And she knew. And then she came upstairs with a bag of Sour Patch somethings. Unopened. She got a hold of them because now she can reach up on stuff and get stuff and climb up on stuff and get stuff. She came up in the room with that patch. And we go around talking, open? Open? I'm like, no. No, we ain't opening. I was like, give me that. I take it. And I put it up on the dresser. And she's tall enough to see up on the dresser now and reach it if she could. And up there was them Sour Patch things and her binky. She just stood there and looked at it like she had seen Jesus. I was like, that's everything right there. That's your whole world right there. Candy and a binky, ain't it? All you gotta do is have mommy hold those two things, you be in heaven. And she would unleash it on her mother. She unleashes it on her mother, boy. And I'm realizing with the child, my niece, and granddaughter, they don't cry around me. I even think they just used to communicating with, she's just used to communicating differently with her mother and her grandmother, because she'll do that crying, whining, you know. I think that's just how she thinks or was used to just communicating, because she go into a rage, and when they ain't there, that just don't happen. It just do not happen. So it's a tough, it's not straightforward. I have compassion for the people on the front line. So I understand, you know, all you do is, you know, you're trying to get something done and they're wearing you out and you're tired and they going, and it's not that she being bad. That's the thing about it. It's not that she being disruptive or bad, though sometimes she will terrorize. But I'm starting to notice when she starts to terrorize and get angry at her mother, not at me. See, I don't think that behavior don't happen to me. And she kind of swiped back at my hand and did a kick or something. And she looked up at me and I was like, not to me you won't. And she looked up. She knows. That's what I'm saying. She's just about, you know, I won't say perfect, but it's not her fault. She's smart. She's on top of it. She knows. She knows. And she knows who she get away with it too. Cause she'll like, her grandmother even said she'll wait till she get outside and ask for her binky. Wait till she get out away from everybody and ask for her binky. Cause she knows. And not only does she knows she can get along without it. She does just fine without it. But if it's her mother and her grandmother, forget it. They catching hell. So that's why I think when she does go to daycare or something, and it's a third party other than them two, they'll know how to, not quite discipline, but, you know, keep her under, what's it called? In check. You know, to keep her in check. Because they won't let her get away with stuff. And she won't learn that she can get away with stuff like that. Because it's a learned experience. She's smart. I laid her down in that bed. She knew what she was doing. She laid down. You know, she was calm. And I said, you know, it ain't you, it's them. It ain't you, it's them. You fine. It's their fault for making you the way you is. So, and then also I realized that's probably where the two-parent household, where you have hopefully a disciplinarian and a comforter or some kind of balance between those two, let alone help in raising a child, just time off. Because I know they went back yesterday. Kimberly landed this morning. They landed this morning. And I bet you granddaughter is with her father. Kimberly gonna get her some time. Unashamedly. Unashamed to get time. Ooh, I can't wait to get my time home. It's been a while since I've been home. It's probably hard for you to understand how much I like being by myself and at home. I spent like a week with my mother, then they came or something like that. It was like almost 10, not 10 days, maybe 10 days or something like that. And then before that, I would think I was in freaking, I think I was just up, came back from Ohio on the 10th, February 10th. And then, you know, I'm working. Of course, I took days off. You know, I took days off. So, but still, it's a lot. It's a lot. And you can't be ashamed of needing time or needing some time away from the most beautiful child in the world, as they say. Ain't she the cutest? Ain't she so cute? Ain't she so cute? I don't see that. I see it. What the behavior and the effect of all this is going to have on the six or seven years from now. That's why every 2 months I'm there. I spend 2 weeks with her every 2 months to let her know, to put it down. You know, this is grandfather. She can say grandfather too. Grandfather, you say it. She know. And she know this. She know the deal. When I'm working, she been watching me sit in front of that computer on my job all her life. So she know. Well, she don't know when I'm working yet, because she woke up the other day And I was trying to tell her to be quiet. I was pointing at my headset. But she'll figure it out. You know, I was like, hey. I was like, you know, because I don't talk to her like, you know, you got to be quiet because blah, 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 blah. I'll be like, you know, I tell her in terms I would tell an adult until she picks it up. And I might elaborate a little bit more, but I don't do that baby talk. I'll be, oh, don't you want to go here? Go see this. Go do that. I'll be like, sit down. But, you know, not that tough. I mean, let's face it, I'm not really that, you know, I'm not really that tough with it. You know, I don't be hollering at it, but, you know, you just got to make it forceful. Like, sit down. Nope. You know, like, oh, if I wanted to stop doing something, I don't offer her a cookie. I'd be like, nope, sit, stop. You know, with that tone and that sharpness, like, stop, ah. And I used to go, when she was little, I used to go, ah. Just go, eh. And so now she knows, I just go, eh. Let's go. And she'll say, and she knows, you know. So, and she knows, and she'll even walk up to something, look right at it and go, no, no. Or she'll look at me and I'll be like, she, like I said, she knows what she can get away with. But the bottom line is too, it's time for daycare. And for socialization. It's time for daycare for socialization and for her to be around other creatures with that kind of energy. Other creatures that's gonna challenge her. She can learn social, you know, how to be around other kids, toys, playing, you know, learning, just seeing how they move, what they do, you know, picking up habits, good and bad, as you see, but mostly just to burn that energy. You know, other people who just want to run, other kids who just want to run and just go constantly, this, that, you know, continuously. My God. Took her to the game. She did pretty good at the game when her mother wasn't there. I'm not lying, and I'm just not saying that either. When her mother left, she was the best. Does her mother come back? It just turns on. It just turns on. Right, and then I was like, she was like with her mother, yeah, yeah, doing all that. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm like, give it here. And I said, just like, I said, yeah, give it here. You know, because I got to get my mojo worked up too. You know, I'm just not stepping to her, faking it. You know, I'm stepping to her like, hey, you know, I got to, you know, step it up a little bit. Let her know I ain't playing. This thing, you know, I ain't joking. Well, actually, sometimes I'm actually feeling that way. And, hey, give her here. I took her, set her on my lap, let her watch the game. She just sat there still, and she started falling asleep. And I set her in a chair next to us. We bought her a seat. Child, go to the game. Told her to go to the game, $500 seat. And it was worth it. It was worth it, $500 seat. We didn't have to get her a ticket. She could have lapped it up with somebody. Nope, 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 nope. We needed that seat. I got her and she went to sleep at the end of the game, right when it got good and crucial. It was perfect. Crowd screaming, she out. Without the binky. I think I might have gave her the binky to get her to go to sleep. I'm not sure. But shoot, pictures of her. You see her sleep at the game without that damn pacifier. Row 12 behind the Laker bench. Behind LeBron and them. Lakers came back from 21 points down. It was a good game. It was a damn good game. Reeves was the man. Reeves was, I think, the one who really got it going. A couple of steals, passes, hustle plays. Really turned it. So So it was good. So that was good. I'm going to order me another duffel bag. I don't care how much it costs. That's true. That's not true. But I am ordering another Steeler bag to replace that one. Because I'm mad. I guess I'm punishing myself or something. But anyway, it is just good to hang out, you know, with family. My niece. Look like it seems like it's me, my niece, and my daughter, and granddaughter be out hanging all the time. Venice Beach or games or they talk me into them tickets. Talking about we can get nosebleeds. I ain't get no damn nosebleed ticket. I was like, I get a good one and y'all can sit up there. Hell, I can't even sit in Loge. And I was like, and boy, another thing too. I found tickets cheaper and better on Vivid Seats, which throws off my whole game. I used to always be comfortable just working with Ticketmaster. Now, I gotta start checking them all. I used to just always just be comfortable doing Ticketmaster. But Vivid Seats and StubHub and them had seats the Ticketmaster didn't have. And the prices were somewhat. So, gotta be aware of that now. Felt a whole new wrinkle in the game. But NFL, now I gotta check like 3 sites. At least 3. Whereas before, I was just comfortable in my ignorance that Ticketmaster had the best deal and the best seats, even with the resale fees, And then it gets to the point where you have ticket wear and you're just sitting there. Oh, I'm just sick of it. Just give me the damn seats. I don't care. You just get to the point. Because it's not like I can't afford it. And if you stop and think about it, you know, me, my niece, granddaughter's first NBA game, you know, that's a big deal. That's a moment that, you know, people may never forget. I mean, people blowing to go. Hey, he ain't gonna run me over. Slow down. You ain't going nowhere on that damn blowing. Who was blowing? Who was doing that damn blowing? Was it you? Who was blowing? That was walking under the 101 again. And now here's the river, LA River. You can see it. It's a lot of water in there. I've come here before and there ain't been that much water in it before. Anyhow. Cruising on y'all, 2 times.
For me?
For the bump. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.